Well, this is Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com. And I'm in line, actually, to venerate the knee of St. Mary Magdalene.
Tibia.
Oh, actually, it's the tibia, my wife is telling me. Anyway, I certainly hope that Dr. Paul Camerata is listening to this. It's great stuff for the Saint Cast. We're about to walk into the church, and that's right, it's a first-class relic. It is a relic of the tibia of St. Mary Magdalene, and I will love to tell you more about that as we progress into the church. Of course, I cannot speak once I'm in the church because they have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament right now, and in addition to that, of course, it's a prayerful time, so I will be focusing more on praying to God than talking to you. I'm sorry about that, but I'll talk to you right afterwards. Okay, well, just came out of the church, and wow, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm very, very grateful that we had this opportunity. It's probably, let's see, it's about 10:30 at night, Friday night, the 30th of October, and we just got to go and to venerate the tibia, right, a relic, first-class relic of St. Mary Magdalene. Pretty amazing. This is the first time, I believe, that it's been outside of Europe, and it's in the United States. It's traveled around to different churches here, at least in this, right now, this area of the country, Louisiana. It's going from here down to New Orleans somewhere the next, well, actually tonight it's moving. So anyway, I prayed for lots of intentions, and my whole family's here. We're all here praying. Anyway, I wanted to bring this up. I wanted to share this with you because the episode this Sunday of the Catholic Foodie is going to be on, death. Death and praying for the dead and the poor souls in purgatory. And, you know, all this is very timely for me. A good friend of mine, a Benedictine monk, just passed away this past week, and his funeral was today. So I was out at Benedictine Monastery where I graduated, St. Joseph Abbey, and celebrating this monk's life, this priest's life. And we buried him, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful celebration. And it's also, I mean, it's almost November, just two more days till November. November 1st is going to be the episode for the Catholic Foodie, the Feast of All Saints. And the next day, the 2nd, is the Feast of All Souls. And so we're going to commemorate, we're going to talk about purgatory, what purgatory is all about, and praying for the dead, praying for the poor souls in purgatory. So please join us, 3 o'clock p.m., Sunday, November 1st, CatholicFoodie.com. We're going to be on Ustream. You can access that at the Catholic Foodie Live, TV Live tab there on the website, or going over to Ustream and finding my link over there. I can't remember right now what the link is. I'm not at home, obviously. Anyway, we're going to be on 3 o'clock. Love to have you there. If you have any questions or comments or anything about purgatory, the poor souls in purgatory, praying for the dead, anything like that, please do give me a call at 985-635-4974 or email me over at catholicfoodie@gmail.com. And until then, bon appetit.